Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard to this particular omnibus we call Brad Shepherd Today, a service of Pioneer Valley Radio, the original Western Mass podcast. Very happy to have you with us. And take heart, springtime's getting closer. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 55 days until spring, which will occur March 19. Currently, the sunrise time in Western Mass is 7:13 a.m. and the sunset is 4:52 p.m. So the days are getting longer. And over the next few months, the daylight hours will continue to grow, with the sunset of February 22nd being 5:31 p.m. and the sunset March 22 being 7:06 p.m. And by April 22, the sunset will be 7:40 p.m. And we'll all love that. The summer solstice, which has the longest period of daylight of the year, is on June 20, and the sunset time will be 8:30 p.m. It's hard to imagine right now, but it will be. It is every year. American International College is delighted to announce a new partnership with the globally acclaimed Young at Heart Chorus, and they're out of Northampton, and they will serve as the college's new artist-in-residence. The chorus, with an average age of 86, performs contemporary music with its own band, and the group will have a permanent presence on campus right on through 2024, rehearsing weekly in AIC's Esther B. Griswold Theater for the Performing Arts and presenting three on-campus performances this year. In fact, AIC students will also have the unique opportunity to collaborate with the chorus as interns, and the chorus transcends generations with the recent inclusion of 71-year-old Medford Rodney Boston of Northampton. He patiently awaited the opportunity to join until he reached the appropriate age, and now sings in the ensemble alongside his mother, 94-year-old Helen Boston. And the camaraderie is something they both enjoy, and they say it's either this or sitting at home watching reruns of Judge Judy. The legendary Glenn Miller Orchestra from New York will perform one day only in Springfield as they tour the world, singing timeless classics like In the Mood, Moonlight Serenade, Chattanooga Choo Choo, Pennsylvania 6, 5000, String of Pearls, and Tuxedo Junction. Back to the stage, even 80 years after founding his famous orchestra, Glenn Miller's music is alive and well. On a memorable matinee concert May 5th, 18 musicians and singers will bring the unforgettable Glenn Miller sound to the Springfield Symphony Hall, performing timeless songs that everyone remembers. This is a must-see show for jazz and swing fans alike, or the incurable romantics who just want to step back in time. The legendary Glenn Miller was the most successful of all the dance band leaders back in the swing era of the 1930s and 1940s. Well, it's been very cool, so how about a nice cup of tea? The Springfield Museums present Harney and Sons Guide to Tea, an in-person lecture and tea tasting in the Demore Museum of Fine Arts on Thursday, the 25th, at 12:15 p.m. It's free for members, $4 for non-members and Springfield residents. Tickets are available in the Welcome Center on the day of the lecture. Harney will offer background about the company and then review the four major tea and herbal brews. Now, right after the talk, the audience will have the chance to taste a variety of Harney and Sons blends and chat about their favorites. It's the best and the most romantic Valentine's deal in town. Love Under the Stars. A dazzling celebration on Wednesday, February 14, from 5 until 8:30 p.m., at the Springfield Science Museum. Tickets for the event, which is meant for adults age 21 and up, are $25 for members and $35 for non-members. The first-of-its-kind event at the museums will include Lovers of the Night Sky, a kaleidoscopic light and music show set to the sounds of modern and nostalgic love songs, tours of the rooftop observatory, hands-on activities, and exploring the art and science of love, a fun photo booth, sweet and savory charcuterie, a cash bar, and more. The immersive light and music show will last about 30 minutes and will be presented in the recently renovated Seymour Planetarium at 5:30, 6:15, 7, and 7:45 p.m. The guests will choose their showtimes upon arrival at the Welcome Center on February 14. It is not necessary to reserve seats ahead of time. Well, the PETA people, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, have offered to send a giant gold coin to replace Punxsutawney Phil's role on Groundhog Day. PETA noted that groundhogs are naturally shy animals who enjoy burrowing, exploring, and hibernating, which Punxsutawney Phil is deprived of by being kept year-round at Phil's burrow inside the Punxsutawney Library. As for the name, PETA suggested offering a new name, coining it for the holiday, calling it Whether There Will Be More Winter Day. Now, this offer is not the first time PETA has tried to replace Phil. Previous offers from the organization included a human replacement for Phil, who would live in his small enclosure and take his place making unscientific weather predictions and planting a persimmon tree whose seeds are believed by some farmers to indicate the weather ahead. What a lousy job that sounds like. PETA says both of those offers still stand alongside of their new coin offer. The Punxsutawney Groundhog Club has not responded to a request for comment. Groundhog Day, of course, February 2, 2024. And according to the old Farmer's Almanac, cloudy skies are expected on February 2, which would mean Phil will not see his shadow and predict an early spring. But, of course, we'll wait to see what happens. Greenfield Mayor Virginia DeSorger announced Wednesday that parking at the Greenfield Public Library will remain free for all library patrons. The city is also reminding residents that the EV charging parking spot at the Greenfield Public Library will still cost 28 cents per kilowatt hour in order to cover the city's electricity and networking fees. The new Greenfield Public Library opened this summer. The library features several dedicated spaces for community education, like specific rooms for children and teens, along with local history and even a space for bringing creative projects to life. A family's McDonald's order went viral after the husband accidentally ordered 200 McNuggets instead of 20. The family in Long Beach, California, was surprised when their DoorDash driver delivered a massive number of McNuggets. They thought they'd ordered several burgers, some fries, and two 10-piece boxes of McNuggets. Instead, well, they were flooded with nuggets, so many that Grandma couldn't count them without bursting into laughter. Vaccaro's husband, Chris, thinks he accidentally added a zero to his McNuggets order, ordering 20 boxes of 10 rather than just two boxes. He admits he barely looked at the total bill and didn't catch his mistake. The DoorDash driver told the family it was the biggest order he'd ever delivered, and McDonald's didn't skimp on their sauces either, so the family ended up giving most of the McNuggets to the homeless. Quote, "We packed them up and went down to the beach and we handed them out," Jessica Vaccaro said. And now, coming out from under all the McNuggets, here's Mark Auerbach.
The Garbologist, Lindsay Joel's comedy, premieres at Hartford Theater Works February 1 through 25, directed by Rob Ruggiero. Danny's white and blue collar, Marlo's a black Ivy League grad, and they're sharing the route of with a huge trash truck. Will they find common ground amid their workplace? TheaterWorks is known for finding unique voices in the theater, and this play comes to Hartford with great advance word. It's funny. For details, twhartford.org. Torch Song, Harvey Fierstein's autobiographical award-winning play, opens the 2024 season at East Hampton Theater Company January 26th through February 4th at the Blue Room of the Old Town Hall in East Hampton. Short Song follows the journey of Arnold Beckhoff, a New York City drag queen, as he navigates the challenges of love and self-discovery. All he wants is a husband, a child, and a pair of bunny slippers. But a visit from his overbearing mother reminds him that he needs one thing more. That's respect. Jason Rose Langston directs. Patrick Madden plays Arnold. And Rona Leventhal plays his mom. For details, easthamptontheater.com. In Our Opera Era, Pan Opera's Free Opera Gala, January 27th at the Northampton Center for the Arts. Iconic arias and ensembles from the world's greatest operas will be performed. Among the opera selections will be Così fan tutte, Cavaliera Rusticana, I Pagliacci, Tosca, I Capuletti e Montecchi, and Street Scene. For details, panopera.us. The Back Porch Gang, a new play by Springfield playwright Ben Scranton, will have a staged reading January 27th at Trinity United Methodist Church on Sumner Avenue in Springfield under the auspices of Bing Productions. Scranton, who will direct, describes the play as a, quote, fun-filled journey with seniors experiencing love, loss, and a renewal in a retirement community. For details, bingproductions.org. And Broadway bound, Ali Lewis Bourgeois, the Pittsfield native and Berkshire Theatre Group alum of Wizard of Oz, Peter Pan, Seussical the Musical, and more, has been cast in the lead of the Broadway revival of The Who's Tommy, which begins performances in New York in March. Bourgeois was in TheatreWorks Fun Home, Shrek the Musical at Barrington Stage, and the national tours of Company and The Band's Visit. Company plays New Haven Schubert Theater next week. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. And thanks to everybody for being with us on our program today. We love having you here and love bringing all this great Western Mass information directly to you here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I hope you're with us for our next program. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2024.
All rights reserved.